when we last left our intrepid heroes, you guys had lowered your flag and pulled into the Meranian port, where you noticed a lot of red flags and red and green flags. As you dock the ship, do you rest the rest of the night, or are you going to go out into the city?
After a long cruise, guys, what do you think? Should we take a rest, or should we get more?
What time of day is it?
It's late. Like, it's 9-10 o'clock at night.
Then we should probably either stay on the boat or find it in.
Yeah,
up to you guys. Tent's pretty early. We can still find an inn if you guys want, or we can set some guards up.
I don't mind staying on the boat.
So I can go along with that.
All right. So you guys are taking a long rest on the boat.
Yep. Anybody who wants to leave the ship obviously is allowed to. We're not going to force anybody to stay on.
Well, some do, some don't.
I assume our prostitutes are leaving to go make some money.
Oh, yes, and their escort has gone with them.
Considering they don't make a whole lot on the boat.
But they get repeat customers.
This is probably like the best deal, because they work like... Was it like a week, a month? And then they're just lounging on the ship for the rest of the time. Well, lounging, but I mean, they're just on the ship for the rest of the time.
Yeah, we should start taking advantage of that service we got.
That is totally up to you.
Jessica will not be taking advantage of that.
No, Rim,
she doesn't get high on her own stash.
Nilrim definitely does get high on his own stash.
Well, some of the sailors have also been taking advantage of that service, so you have also been recouping a small amount of your wages that you're paying them. However, he has their escort has not been, or has been instructed not to bring you money until it fills a small box.
Oh, right.
So they set off into the evening, and they seem to take care of themselves. Some of the crew leave, some of the crew stay. Some of the crew leave and come back with a bunch of alcohol and then drink on the boat.
That's just smart planning. You drink where your bed is.
Then you don't have to pay for an inn.
Yep.
In the morning, one of them did not make it to their bed and was asleep on the deck. Otherwise unharmed, though. The dock is bustling with people. Different ships are loading and unloading stuff. And moving in towards town, like, there's some wooden structures right out on the water, but past that, it is all clay brick with clay tile roofs. And the building seems to move its in steps, working its way uphill, working its way away from the water.
Very cool.
Unfortunately, I do not have a map.
That's okay. Adara would like to, if we're splitting up, she would like to go in search of a potter.
Milrum?
I was just going to say, preferably not the high kind, but the one that works with clay.
Damn, I was just about to finish rolling this joint, as he said Potter.
Potter, not pothead.
Oh my god.
I thought that was a female pothead was a potter.
So is anyone an average Magic the Gathering player? I'm just curious.
No.
No? Okay, then you won't care. Never mind. Continue.
Roll me a D100, Adara.
Okay. 82.
82. Wow. Yeah. Hope you find. Oh, yeah. Throughout the day, you find several different potters, and you quickly realize that there's a lot of different pottery shops and that a lot of stuff here is made out of this clay pottery. Awesome. So you're able to shop around, and you find this beautiful glazed blue pottery pot that is actually larger than the one previous to that you had. They offer to sell it to you for 5 gold.
How about 4?
Roll me persuasion.
Oh. 10.
Four and a half.
Deal.
They help you get it out of the store, and then you have to lug it back to the ship. I mean, the thing's like 18 inches across and 2 feet deep.
Nice.
Luckily, it's not full of dirt yet, so it is manageable.
It is still movable, yeah.
So Adara's gone pottery shopping, and while you are shopping and out and about, you notice that the city guards are also wearing this plated clay armor that seems to be woven into these leather shirts. Most of them seem to be carrying staffs with blunted ends. These seem to be just be like city patrols. But there are a fair few of them. What are the rest of you looking to do while you're here in town?
I'm looking for work.
She's a smart one.
She wants the money.
Yeah, I want to keep my eyes open always for some sort of treasure hunt or some sort of adventure, for sure.
Okay, give me 1 second here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to send something to both of you. Read it, don't say anything until I say so. Okay. As you both go out and you both find different rumors of different things.
Awesome. So we're just continuing on back to the boat, or what's the idea here?
You guys are in port for a couple, like, you're in port for as long as you want. You are here for as long as you want. You're starting to gather information. I mean, you could go out and do anything.
Adara would like to find a greenhouse or, like, a garden or something like that. Someone that grows stuff.
Can we start one of those on the boat, like a little tiny garden? Grow things like peppers and tomatoes and wheat?
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, that's kind of a neat idea. If that's the case, maybe I'll go with Adara to a greenhouse.
Alright, so the two of you want to go... The two of you want to go find a greenhouse.
Yeah, we're going to go plant shopping.
Okay. That is totally fair. It takes you... You have to stop and ask for directions, which everybody is very polite, but very rigid. Not tense, but very structured in their actions. Everything is very deliberate. You are eventually guided towards a plant nursery on the northern edge of town. As you get out there, you see these large domes over this small forest just outside of the town, and you don't have to make an arcana check to know that this is some sort of a magical force field over this little growing area. But as you approach it, you walk straight through it, like a bubble.
Weird. Adara will turn to Nilrim and be like, keeping certain things out or keeping certain things in?
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I wouldn't mind. Maybe investigating from a distance at first.
You see people inside as people are trimming various trees that, as you look at them a little more closely, there's a lot of stuff growing inside of this bubble that you don't see elsewhere.
Ah.
In the very center of the bubble, there is this tower that actually reaches up out of the center. And you can see a large brass bell in the middle of it. As the people running back and forth, trimming plants and watering things, while they're doing all of this, none of them seem like they're in any sort of great hurry. And they're all wearing these kind of cream-colored robes as they're tending the plants and just being very zen. Do you go through the bubble?
Oh yeah, Adara's going.
As soon as you step through to the other side, the temperature increases by about 10 degrees.
Ooh.
And it is quite humid in here.
And she'll turn back and motion for Nilrim to follow. You'll find what you seek in here.
As the two of you wander in, you're kind of looking around at all the different stuff. One of the a woman in one of these robes approaches you. She smiles. Hello, welcome to the nursery. What may we help you with?
I'm not 100% certain what my friend here is looking for, but I'd like to see what kind of shrubs you have.
Ah, shrubs. Definitely. Come this way. You've come into the orchard side. We'll have to walk around the tower. She leads you through it, and you see, like, there's a garden area that you pass through that's just got, like, various what look like rows of vegetables, but they're strange vegetables. Not the ones that you had seen in people's gardens in the city. And after you pass around that, you come into this area with just these little hedges kind of all over the place. It's just, well, we have this one. It's a lovely little rose bush. Do watch the thorns, though. They're fine if you cut them off. And over here, we have, this one, it's a poison berry bush because, well, the berries are poisonous.
Oh.
As she starts explaining a couple others, I'd like you to roll me perception.
Yeah.
Nilrim, I'd also like you to roll me perception.
That's not good. I rolled an 8, and I got a, where is it here? Perception is a +1.
You are listening intently to what she's telling you about the available shrubs, and I mean there's some cool berries in there, but otherwise it doesn't seem very exciting. Adara, as you are listening, you suddenly see this bird flutter through into the through the barrier, a little ripple. It swoops down, and all of a sudden a plant lashes upwards, grabs it, and pulls the bird out of the sky down inside of it with a squirt.
What plant was that?
The woman frowns. That. Here at the nursery, we believe in a right to life for all plants. We call that one Jerry. I don't know why we call him Jerry. But he eats meat.
Hmm. Does Jerry have any small friends?
You wish to try and get a seedling from that thing?
Yes, I think I would.
Shakes her head. I mean, it's entirely possible if you can snap off a piece of the root, but I would not risk one of our gardeners to try and do that, but I can loan you the shears, and Jerry is eating right now.
Okay. She'll nod and put her hand out for the shears.
She gets you the shears, and she looks dumbfounded, and like she's just pale. Are you absolutely sure? It will bite you. It will attack you. You will be hurt. And as you move towards it, you see Jerry has not a lot of other... The area around Jerry is overgrown with weeds. We're probably about 8 feet in any direction. And you hear this crunching, grinding coming from the inside of this big bulb or where the vines are wrapped around. A few feathers lay on the ground, all that remains of the bird that you can see.
Hmm. Well, I guess I'd better move quickly.
Skill challenge.
Yeah, I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but it's going to be awesome.
That's all right. So before you see the mound with the bird being munched on the inside, exposing some of the roots at the base.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to roll me a nature check.
Okay, and I would also like my little homunculus servant to play bait in a different direction. Oh, 19.
You're able to work out as you're moving around one of the roots that looks like it's more exposed than the others and looks a little bit newer, potentially easier to snip through. Do you go for it?
Yes. But my homunculus servant is going to do a little dance on the other side of Jerry.
Okay, so it starts making a clattering noise on the other side of Jerry. I would like you to roll me a athletics check.
Okay. 7. I've got terrible athletics.
I know you do. That's unfortunate. As you run up and you do try and chomp through it, and it doesn't go all the way through, and suddenly Jerry rears up all of these vining tentacles, and one of them does lash towards your homunculus. What do you do?
I go back for the root.
Alrighty, I would like you to make me a strength check.
12.
12, good. With pushing all of your weight into it, suddenly there's a snap as you see this single root sticking out of the dirt, cut off from the rest of it, and you hear this as you pull up the root and you start making a run for it. Does a 17 hit you?
Ah, yes it does.
I need you to make me a dexterity save.
18.
18. Awesome. As the vine reaches out and it grabs onto your arm, you turn around with the shears, pinning them to your hip, and just snip the vine and continue running. Part of the vine still wrapped around you. You get out of reach of Jerry, who is now very, very irritated and flailing around. Your homunculus has been sent flying and is now upside down on the ground.
I'm surprised it's not dead.
I mean, it's gonna need some work, but you did successfully...
It's only got 8 hit points.
Well, luckily Jerry's not a a high level monster.
Yeah, that is very lucky.
The gardeners are all looking at you like dumbfounded. as they go, that will be no charge. You have more than earned that. I don't anybody go near that thing for a few days.
Yeah, I think I pissed it off.
Well,
do I have any meat in my pack that I can toss towards Jerry?
I mean, you do have some survival rations, which would include jerky.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be, like, fresh kill, but Adara's going to toss some back towards Jerry.
Jerry does pull them into the center bit and eat them, but they are tiny compared to Jerry.
Oh, yeah. It won't make him happy, but it's what I have.
She smiles. I'm just glad he can't walk.
As am I. And she hands the shears back, as well as the little tip of vine that was still attached to her. Here, perhaps this will come in useful for some research.
Well, perhaps. It is very rare that we get a chance to examine the properties of that plant without someone needing medical attention.
Adara's going to carefully wrap the root and tuck it into her pack.
She kind of gives her head a shake. And you, my friend, what brings you to our nursery? Ilrim?
All right, well, I have this vision of mine where I'd like to build a tiny little, very low-maintenance garden where I could grow some weed. At the same time, let me add this. At the same time, as well as some mushrooms too, since that would be much easier to do without light.
Yes. Unfortunately, we do not specialize in underground growth, but there is something that I can show you. She walks on over to she leads you around to a pergola set outside where you see these little glass boxes or these little metal frames, and inside she opens up the door and you see a bunch of little plants inside of them, just little seedlings growing up. We do have these that help with the growth of plants, and while we are using them for tiny plants, you could indeed grow your herbs inside of it.
Yeah, I'm in. That sounds cool. Let's try that out.
Unfortunately, these are expensive. Even to sell them to you at cost would be 100 gold.
I'll give you 80.
Adara will pull out a small pouch of 20 gold and toss it towards the person. Here's the difference.
I'll give you 60, and that'll be 80.
You know, I'm wondering whether I wish to sell this to you.
Okay, there you go. Enough of this. Here's your 100.
They help you get set up with it. This one even includes locking wheels. It is about, like, it does come up to about 5 feet high and goes almost all the way to the floor.
Neat. Okay, well, I'm going to thank Adara for her contribution. And I guess, do you sell any seeds?
What kind of seeds are you looking for?
The best strain of weed you might have come across.
No, unfortunately, I do not deal in that sort of herb. You would have to try one of the monasteries further inland.
Ah. All right, well, thanks for the growing apparatus.
All right, so you guys are heading on back.
So on the way back, I just want to have like a little private conversation with Adara. Is that, are we allowed, can I do that about what I heard throughout town?
Yeah, you certainly can.
All right, so I want to inform Adara to as what you gave me. So what I'll do, Adara, is I'll just forward you the message, eh?
Sure.
Okay. And then we'll talk about it, and I don't know, so if we like this idea, we'll bring it to the group. And if not, we'll kibosh it, but I'll send it to you.
Okay. And then Adara's plan is to go back to the ship and get her new pot set up, and then she's going to enchant it into a pot of awakening, and then she's going to plant the root in it. Yep, that's my whole plan.
So you should have that now.
I do.
So my opinion is, that sounds interesting, and I'm in, but I don't want to convince the group.
Adara's in.
All right, so let's bring this to the group. And that's what we talk about on the way there, as well as Adara's idea for her root. Maybe if you'd like to use my planting apparatus for the root, we could do something like that.
Not if I want it to awaken.
Okay, never mind it.
Yes. It's going to be... Okay. A phenomenally more awesome Jerry.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. So now that I know what's going on, that's neat. And I tell her about my plan to grow weed and send it out with the prostitutes to sell in town while they're doing their business.
Which is actually pretty great. And then Adara expresses her interest in psychedelic mushrooms.
Yes, we're going to get that going right away, too.
Purely for scientific purposes.
Yeah, mine are just for consumption only.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. We'll head back to the ship. Did that growing apparatus come with soil and everything I need? I just need the seeds, Caleb?
Yeah, it also has two removable shelves that you can adjust in case you need to take them out because things are too tall.
Never cool.
Super cool. I need one of those in real life.
I would recommend you bolt it to something before you head out on the seas.
That's probably a good idea.
All right, Caleb, I'll head back to the ship.
All right. You've also generated 4 gold worth of tips.
Okay.
In loose change.
Just from looking good?
I mean, I assume you were perusing the peoples your normal way?
No, not this time. This time I'm actually looking for work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then no, you are not making 4 gold.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody's back on the boat. Keita, was there anything you wanted to do while you were in town?
Not at this particular moment. I have armor and everything I need, so I'm just more or less making sure that the crew doesn't do anything stupid while we're in port.
I mean... More than usual. Okay, more stupid than usual? Then no, they're fine.
I'm going to be looking for something stupid to do.
Oh, do I have you covered. Oh, boy.
I'm excited for this. I'm all in.
Got you covered. All right, so let me break it down to you. You know the prince guy that we just delivered?
Your bears.
Well, apparently his betrothed, or whatever knots, they want to kill her. So they're going to sink their boat.
What?
Now, we got options. We can either try to save them and prevent a war. That would mean probably talking to the local mages guild. Who are they? What are they called? The Mages of Trivium, I think is what they were called. Anyways, we could either do that, or we could let it happen, possibly even help out, and then profit off the war.
Or let it happen, and then when that ship's all, yay, we did it, then we take that ship down, take everything.
Well, yeah, we could show up conveniently late.
Yeah.
Conveniently late.
I like
it. And then the war still happens, but we did try to save them, and we got vengeance.
I honestly like this that idea better than the Mage's Guild.
Hey, Caleb, that prince and his betrothed, were they human?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Adara's all for profiting. She cares very little for the politics of humans.
Jessica cares very much for the profit from those humans.
Which is fair.
Milrin's like the honey badger. We don't give a shit.
So, yeah, so... this is common knowledge. It wasn't hard to find, so everybody knows this is going to happen. So there might actually be a group out there who's going to try to save them. Who knows?
I think we should just watch it unfold and then clean up their leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
But before we do that, we need to steal a flag.
Oh.
What's going to be our emblem or our color?
Well, we're going to want one of the colors from this place. So we're going to have to find where they store these flags and steal one.
Okay. Well, I got that invisibility spell, and whoever has the best stealth, I could cast it on them.
Yeah, yeah. We've got invisibility. We've got some stealthiness.
Adara can breathe underwater.
Okay.
Oh, that's handy.
Well, let's do some recon on where the flags are stored. Honestly, like, we're in a harbor. Is there any unattended boats?
We could try to steal one from one of the boats, yes. But that'll be a little risky.
Not if we're invisible and the boat's unattended.
There are magics especially that can get through invisibility, though.
Also not if you guys can cause a distraction and I climb over the side of a boat and steal one.
Yeah, and especially if you're good underwater. And then I can be invisible in the boat. And I could definitely figure out a distraction to cause. That ain't an issue. Like, I'll just grab a prostitute and just start having sex with her in front of the guard, so they're all like, what the hell's going on here? And then that'll be a good distraction.
Blow smoke in their faces.
I was kind of thinking maybe go invisible and start a fire somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
that would work.
Have sex in front of the fire. There we go. Make it all tribal.
I'd rather they didn't see our faces.
Yeah, that's probably a good point.
Yeah. True. We'll wear one of those gimp masks.
Okay, so if the plan that you are discussing right now is before you go out to leave, which Cam, what's your time frame looking like on when you want to leave with the boat?
Probably tomorrow. We don't want to get there too early. Ideally, we'd get there just after it happened, but if we get there well after it happened, well, I mean, we tried.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to gather up the crew. That's going to take at least a day.
A for effort.
And they're not going to be happy, especially the prostitutes, if they only spent one night here.
We're not the only ships in port, right?
No, goodness no. There's probably 20 or 30 ships here.
Where's the nearest ship hand to one of the other ships?
You find one of the ship hands hanging out on the dock in front of his ship.
I'm going to walk up to him and ask him, where do I get a flag?
Oh, boy.
Direction to the point.
This guy don't fuck around.
I mean, depends on what kind of flag you want, but any of the fabric makers can sell you a flag.
Oh, shit, we can get one just made. What the fuck?
And I don't need permission for it?
Why would you need permission to dye cloth?
Yeah, we can pay them extra if they don't like what we want.
Yeah, they can put, and I mean, you can, like, my captain, he's got a lobster on his flag. He points up, and there's a white lobster over top of this red flag. You could have it printed up with whatever you want.
Let's do ours with a naked lady and a weed sign.
Deal.
Thank you. And I walk away.
Adara just, like, stares after him, speechless. How does he do that?
I'm just walking towards, like, what I think is a material shop, anything in that particular direction.
You are able to find one rather quickly, as it is large and full of different materials. If you're looking for just a plain red or a red and green cut in half, they have those on hand. Anything custom would take time.
I literally want one of everything.
One of everything.
Oh, that's...
You never know when you're going to need it. Oh, we can get all the colors of all the rival things and just keep raising different colors. Man, this guy's smart.
Right?
No, simple and direct.
But it works.
The shopkeeper kind of looks at you and goes, "Now why would you want flags in all those colors?"
Presents for our friends.
I just give him 100 gold and say that's why.
That's why.
Let me see. That's red, red, yellow, blue, blue, yellow, green. I'm sorry. Red, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, yellow, green. Green. Yeah. They gladly take your 100 gold and they get to work immediately cutting the cloth to be the right size for flags and sewing in the last minute things that they need to, and are able to furnish you with these 7 blank flags.
Adara is still just standing there, impressed with K2.
They make sure to wrap it with the red one on the outside and, you know, kind of hush hush and go, you know, don't be seen carrying all those flags around. Somebody might think you're up to something suspicious.
Of course not. I walk out and hand them to the first person I see, well, of my crew.
All right, so now I think that would be Adara. So Adara, you are now carrying a bunch of flags as you make your way back down to the ship.
And I put out my torch and put away my gimp mask.
I'm sorry, nobody asked if they could buy one. You make it back to the ship, and the crew has mostly reprovisioned the ship, and all of them have meandered their way back in, some more drunk than others, but by morning the crew is sober enough to set sail.
So can I just ask a quick question to the crew, who knows how to grow weed?
Like 5 of them put up their hand.
If I pay you extra, will you tend to this weed garden? Then I ask one of them.
I mean, they say absolutely.
Okay.
Can I have the shake, though?
Yeah, yeah. I give them the old shake.
Deal.
So how much does he make right now?
Right now, 2 gold a day.
Yeah, let's double that.
They're thrilled. And couldn't be very
high. His job will be growing, packaging, and distributing to the hookers as every time they go out to town.
Sure. We're now a mobile drug trade.
Yep, there's extra income for us to offset our cost too.
So, Nilrum, next time you go to roll a joint, I'd like you to roll me a perception check.
I am doing that as you speak. I rolled a 10. My perception's 11.
As you're rolling up your stuff, you notice a round piece that managed to not get ground up when you're mortar and pestle.
I collect all the little round pieces I find throughout any joint I roll for the rest of this trip.
Well, right now you have found one seed.
I hand it over to the... What's this guy's name?
Lewis.
I hand it over to Lewis. Say, here you go, brother.
Lewis immediately takes it to get it in the ground and make sure it's watered and fresh water only, and it's in a spot where, depending on how the ship's sitting, it can get some light, even though it's below deck, because there's the grate. But, you know, it's a work in progress.
I like it. I'll look for some sort of magical light source we can put in there later. But onward!
I mean, I can cast light on it. Objects.
Hey, shit, never mind. I also got that thing that makes everything grow around me. What's that shit called again? Caleb, what was that called again?
Wasn't that from the druid weird place?
That weird place, that tree.
Yeah, I can't remember what that's called. But yeah, I guess you could potentially use that.
I'm going to use that on that seed, so the next stop, the shit will already be grown. Grown? Growth? Growth? That word that's proper for that.
Well, it does almost immediately sprout up to be about an inch tall.
Never cute.
And it will obviously take some more time, but you you look like you have enough room inside of your grow box for up to 4 plants.
Ever awesome.
Sweet.
Okay. There's one going. Let's head to our destination. Now, before we leave, Adar, do you want to tell the rest of the crew about our side mission? I think we should do this after. I mean, the other one is time sensitive.
That's your mission. You go ahead and tell them.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, hey, after we're done this, we got a really sweet deal here, but maybe we should just get this one over with first, and we'll celebrate while discussing our next mission. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right, let's head to where we're going to be watching the events unfold. Do you have nautical coordinates?
Nautical coordinates? Not so much. It's to the south.
All right, let's head south. I mean,
you can triangulate based on where this ship is supposed to be, carrying the little lord to his wedding. And where the ship would have gone left from here, where they should intersect.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll do that.
All right. However, there is a bit of rain that rolls up during your trip.
Perfect for the rain.
It's fair. I would like you to make me a vehicle check with your ship. Please, D20 plus proficiency.
Yay, finally, 19.
19. Despite the waves and the wind not cooperating, you just continue happily moving forward, as you have discovered in the hold below a giant brimmed hat that allows you to continue to smoke a joint while in the rain.
That's awesome. And it's called Active Growth.
Awesome. You also have an ugly sailor's hat now.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And you guys make it through the rainstorm without too much of an issue. Everything's a little damp. And off in the distance, you can see 2 white sails ahead of you. Way, way in the distance. Like they're maybe the size of your pinky nail.
White.
Not flags, sails.
Yeah, but still. Someone spent money on bleach.
OJ.
As you continue sailing. What's that?
Do you see anything else? Smoke? Other ships?
No smoke, but as you continue sailing forwards, a third ship does come into sight. And the two ships are headed straight for it. As you continue gaining.
I suggest that we keep our distance as to not really be noticed during this commotion at this time. Does this ship have cannons?
Yes, you have two cannons.
I think we should go about... we should probably go right into cannon range and get set up with our cannons facing them and just watch and see what happens. And then whatever's left, just start bombing them and then go in there. Since we'd have advantage already being aimed at the target. We wouldn't have to turn our ship or nothing. That's a suggestion, as we are a democracy in this boat here. So what do you guys think?
You got like a mile to figure it out. So.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I wish it was one level higher so I had level 3 spells.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of looked at a couple of them. This gets fucking deadly with wizards. But yeah, that being said, what do you think about the distance, get ready, and it's more, I think it's a strategic move if you want to avoid damage to the ship.
Yeah. If we're just here to profit, then we can let them do whatever they're going to do. And then clean up.
Alrighty. I now realize I need several tiny boats.
I would assume that it'd be expected that we don't interfere with two ships that are passing each other.
Exactly. I mean,
just keep our distance in case they want to, in case they're out for trade or something like that. We are in unfamiliar waters, after all.
That's true. Right.
Prudence.
And you're not flying any flags, so I mean that is mildly suspicious. But as you close in on them, you see that the two ships closest to you are bearing red flags. And the third ship, which is large and like it's actually like brightly painted green, it looks like it's two or three decks, this massive galley, and it's flying a yellow flag.
Do you guys want to
do we know what color flag the betrothed lady would be flying under?
That would be green.
Okay. And what would the prince dude be flying under?
The what prince?
The one that wants her dead?
Well, the prince doesn't want her dead.
No? Oh, no, sorry. No. I totally misunderstood.
The family does.
I don't know who wants them dead.
I think it
they want them both dead.
Remember they were seen before
her anyway.
She got married? They didn't like that shit.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that her death will spark a war if it happens out on the sea like this.
Yeah, that's what happened. Man.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So let's let them start a war, kill each other, and we'll have our cannons aimed at whoever fucking survives.
All right. Adara will just sit back and wait.
Yeah, but I mean, definitely turn our ship.
We should probably run up a red flag, though.
Okay, let's run up the red flag. Let's position ourselves to cannon range, and face them, and then and wait.
And then they pass by uneventfully as merchant ships.
God damn it.
We're in the wrong spot.
At least we didn't start firing.
Yeah, I'd be lucky.
Yeah, so we can even leave the cannon holes closed so it doesn't look like we're going into attack. But just be ready, you know what I mean? It wouldn't take that long to open the holes and force the cannons out.
Yeah.
I mean, the cannons are on the deck, so.
So they're already in position over the edge of the, whatever the side of the ship's called?
Yeah, you can't really put them away.
Perfect. So then we'll just have our guards chilling beside there, and we'll be facing them, and let's watch this shit.
All right. As you guys sit back and, you know, move yourselves closer, the first cannon booms out as the two ships start closing in on this, on the yellow flag vessel, and begin opening fire. Cannons fire back and forth, and then you hear smaller bangs of firearms being shot across ships at people. As the green ship turns around, opens up the one side, and you see 12 cannon holes sticking out the one side of it.
Ooh.
As there's a sudden loud thunderous boom. Cannonballs flying left and right, bright flashes, plumes of smoke. Even from your distance, you can smell the burnt gunpowder. And even though it looks as though one of the ships has been sunk, both ships have managed to get within boarding distance of the green ship, and the combat has taken itself onto the ship itself.
So here's an opportunity where everybody is on one ship. I'm just throwing this out there as an idea. We could rain bombs on that ship and take everyone out right now. But we could also just wait a little bit and let them kill a little more people off.
I say we start firing on the ship that's distracted, because we don't want it to have full capacity when we turn to it.
Well, the way I thought Caleb described it is there was the main ship and then the other two ships that were in boarding distance that are now boarded the one ship. So that would be those two ships on one ship.
So we should. And one of those two ships looks like it's going down.
Yeah, so let's aim for the center ship, the big one that everyone's trying to board. What are you guys
saying? I think we should wait until the combat is over.
Okay.
Wait until they've finished with the middle ship, the green one.
Okay.
And then hopefully that one has actually managed to sink one of the ships.
I'll yell to the guy in the crow's nest, whoever's up there. I assume we put someone in that position. And if not, I send someone up there and say, you know, let us know when that shit's over so we can start firing.
We'll have to get close, though.
I thought we already moved into cannon range. That was the plan. So we should already be in range aimed at the people.
You know, you're about 600 feet out, which is cannon range.
So, yeah, we're aimed at the middle ship in cannon range. We have someone up there. They'll signal us when the battle's done, and we'll fire the fuck out of the surviving ship.
The fighting is going on full force right now from what he's reporting. And you can see, even from there, occasionally people are thrown overboard. But after a few minutes, the fighting starts to die down, and it looks as though the officers of the green ship have managed to come out victorious.
Ooh. That was unexpected.
That was a turn of events.
Raise the green flag.
Yep.
No, we should wait. We should wait for a minute. We don't want to tip our hand. Okay,
we're going to raise the green flag because I want to think we're friendly, and then we're just going to start firing.
Agreed.
Do you really think that the ship that was just running the red flag, all of a sudden running the green flag, is going to appear friendly?
I have a flag.
I think.
Raise the red one.
We should raise our flag, the one that. Are we going to do the? Did we do the naked lady and the weed plant? Because if we're going to attack them. Okay, well then, you know what? Just keep the red flag up and let's just start firing, guys.
Sure.
That's two. We need one more.
Yep.
This could end badly.
This could end badly. K2, you're in? Jessica, what do you think?
I think this could end badly, but...
Move in close so we can board that ship.
You want to board first? I think we should bomb the shit out of it first.
Yeah, I don't think we should board anything. You should just sink the whole lot of them.
Yep. Agreed. Let's fuck everyone up. Yeah. Can you swim good enough, Adara? Maybe we can send you underwater.
Oh. Now I'm having ideas. Must study spells.
So, let's fucking bomb. You guys ready?
Alright, so just so I understand this, you're attacking the large ship in the center, the one that was being attacked by the two red ships.
Yeah, I'd assume that's where the majority of everyone is right now.
Yep, that is where the majority of everybody is right now. They look as though they've been taking prisoners of the Moranian soldier or sailors who had invaded them.
Honestly, I'm thinking we should probably attack all three ships, because as soon as we start attacking their own people, they're going to start attacking us.
Yeah.
So I think we should attack in the effort to sink all three ships at once, if we can.
Okay. Well, let's position the cannons. We have at least one cannon on each ship. Caleb mentioned one was going down.
Yeah, one of the red so I think flag that's ships okay. is already sinking. That one's already going down. It's so let's go through the
other two. Okay, so it's just the other two then.
Caleb, I have an idea. I'm yeah. just waiting for my browser to load. Okay.
Can you enchant our cannonballs?
Yes, I cannot.
That kind of magic.
I can enchant three cannonballs with the magic stone ability.
So we'll start the battle with that, enchant them. We'll have two aimed at the big ship, one aimed at the little ship.
All right, so you're just going to move towards it and start opening fire on the big ship. Sounds great.
Caleb?
Who's driving the boat and who's firing the cannons? Oh, what's that, Megan?
I've got a question. What spell casting components can I do underwater?
Can you breathe underwater?
Yes.
Then yes.
Oh, okay.
You can move. Yeah. As long as you can move, have your spell casting focus, and aren't gagged by anything, then you aren't restricted being underwater.
Nice.
You can collect everything, Adara. You'll be our treasure seeker.
How heavy are cannonballs?
Like 5 to 10 pounds, depending on the size.
Okay, so I need a rock smaller than 5 pounds. Within 60 feet of me, and then I need to be within 90 feet of the big boat. And that rock is going to go catapult. Oh, no, never mind. If it strikes a solid surface, it just stops. And a boat would be a solid surface. Damn. I wanted to punch a hole in the boat.
I think we're like 800 feet away or something.
Yeah, but like for when we got closer. Never mind. That sucks.
Yeah.
I can hurt people, but not boat. That's dumb.
Well, if the captain's driving the boat, you could pick the captain off so there's no one driving.
That's got a range of, what, 150 feet? You're about 600 feet out right now.
Yeah, I got to be much closer.
On a close.
Yeah.
So, enchant those cannonballs and let's fuck these guys up.
Yep, I shall enchant three cannonballs.
All right, who's firing the cannon?
Let's put the crew. We should have thought of this ahead of time, but there should be crew designated to be the cannon. This should all be organized ahead of time. Was it? Or am I delegating?
I will fire the two cannons aimed at the big ship.
Alrighty, roll me the attacks on that.
I will message, or I'll tell the rest of the crew, like the regular guys that's not our party members, to be bringing cannonballs and loading it up and getting everything ready and keep it going like that.
Yep, that side of it's being taken care of by others.
Perfect.
Cool. Am I rolling for both cannons?
Sure.
Okay, so that'll be a 10 and a natural 19 on one.
Hey.
Both of those managed to hit. Both of those managed to hit, landing into the boat, one of which, the 10 landing on the deck, the other one hitting it near the waterline. Roll me 4d8, please.
Total of 14.
All right. As the cannons rock through the ship, suddenly you see the crew start, or the crew up in the crow's nest, you hear call down, "The crew are turning, they're starting to get, they're starting to scramble around." The cannons are reloaded.
Fire!
I'll keep enchanting stones, or cannonballs.
We only have two cannons?
Yep.
Okay, well, fire away. Every time it's loaded, fire. No delays until that ship's going down.
Fire again?
Yibbers.
Excuse me.
Alright, that's the natural 1 and a 12.
Natural 1 and a 12. The 12 will hit. Unfortunately, the cannon, when it goes off, backfires, causing the crew to go sprawling in all directions. Nobody's injured, but they're going to have to clean out that cannon.
Alright, I signal to the crew members closest to me to get that cannon cleaned. Quick, and reloaded. Meanwhile, the other one can be loaded.
Yeah, 2d8 for that one, and then you can fire the next one again.
Eight damage, and am I firing both cannons again?
No, unfortunately, you've only got one right now.
And the other one's being cleaned.
Natural 18.
That will hit. Roll the 2d8, please.
8 again.
As you guys are moving in closer, you see that the ship has taken a lot of damage near the waterline and is taking on water. You start to see it starting to pull at the ropes that attach it to the last floating ship.
So let's aim our cannon at the last floating ship.
I'm just helping with
their deck. The cannon on their front deck suddenly goes and sends a cannon flying way over top of your ship.
Nice. Does invisibility only works for small spaces? I can't turn the boat invisible, right?
No. It only works on people.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. So then, reload fire. How many turns do we have to wait for that second cannon to be cleaned?
This is the last turn to clean it out and get it straightened up. It looks like it'll be up and running by next round.
All right, so we'll roll for the one on the our last remaining ship.
16?
16 does hit. Roll your 2d8. And are you still firing at the green ship or at the yellow flagship, or have you turned to the...
We turned to the last remaining. You said the one was already going down, so we've turned to the last remaining ship that looks like it's floating normally.
I would just, before you guys continue, I would like to appeal to your character's sense of greed.
All right.
There ain't no greed if you're dead. We have somebody who can breathe underwater. We're fine.
I want to board that one ship and get whatever I can get off of it, the big green one.
So that would be meaning engaging in battle. You guys want to risk going in there, or should we take a small,
we don't have to take the board.
I'd also like to point out this is the open ocean. Those kind of depths may not be great for your swimming friends.
Adam. And if we don't get anything out of this, we'll make a bunch of money off the war.
So, as we are a democracy, let's vote. I'm going to vote as to not vote, but either engage or stay distance and destroy. I'll let you guys decide.
Sink 'em.
All right, K2, you cool with that? I know you wanted to board, but sinking them's good.
I feel if that's the waiting ship, there's a lot of treasure on that ship.
He's got a point.
It's not going down super fast.
I gotta ask the other one fast enough. I'll ask the guy in the crow's nest how many people are still alive.
All the ships are gonna sink. But I also want to take the moment to run out to the ships, because they're gonna start jumping ships soon. Those people are not gonna stay on the ship as it goes under. So how's the ship going down? on the ships and basically just do a quick run through and see what I can find, whatever I can carry out.
Okay, so let's ask, before we do this, let's be smart and ask the guy in the crow's nest how many people he sees alive and moving. Because they're all enemies now.
If he had to guess, 20, maybe 25.
Like, that's a big battle, guys.
But there's also a lot of them tied up. There's maybe a dozen of them that he could see running around, but some of them are trying to jump over the ship that isn't sinking right now.
Yeah, I don't want to fight that many dudes.
That's a lot. That's intimidating for me as well.
Yeah.
So I guess I will vote then. I'm voting for attack from the cannons.
Yeah, and then as soon as we see the ship going, then K2 can do a run.
Yeah, then we'll go full speed ahead.
As everyone else is abandoning ship, K2's getting on the ship.
Agreed. Okay, K2, is that okay?
Yep, that was my plan.
Awesome.
I'm looking as a snatch and grab. I'm going to run on, find something, run off.
Perfect, then. We're all in agreement. Fire the cannons. The second one should be good to go.
Odara can do a snatch and grab of the lower decks.
And I'll have the ship in position for the getaway.
Alrighty. Fire. Roll both cannons, please.
That's going to be a 15 and a natural 20.
Oh.
Okay, so that'll be, I mean, both of those will hit. So roll me 4d8 plus 16 plus 2 more d8s. I need those.
With only two cannons, man, we fucked them up. Mm-hmm. Sneak attack. Like Kim's Convenience.
So 31 on the dice.
31?
Yep.
So you know how on the front of a ship there's the bow that where it comes to a point and there's this beautiful statue usually on the front of the ship?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Adara, you blinked. There was a loud bang, and then the ship that was floating perfectly fine, it suddenly was missing its front end. And was now taking on water rapidly, causing the people to abandon ship even faster.
Awesome.
As you guys move the ship inwards... Yeah, here's a good spot. We'll cut her for here for this week, and we will pick it up next week.
Mid combat.
Oh, it's gonna be so much fun.
It's a good cliffhanger there, yeah.
Yeah. Cliffhanger.